Network and the Faith FM Drive Time Big Q&A. It's the show where we respond to difficult questions concerning God, faith, contemporary religion, and the Bible. It's the show where we look at world religious trends in the light of Bible prophecy. G'day, friends. It's Will Mawala in the studio tonight. I'll be your host. Talking about a new thing tonight, but just want to also introduce my co-host in the studio, Brenton, Pastor Brenton Wilkinson. Brenton, it's good to see you again, mate.
It's good to see you too, Will, on such lovely day. 47 degrees for our friends around Australia who are enjoying Australia Day. You could fry an egg on the pavement out there at the moment.
It's a pretty warm one.
It's pretty warm.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. I think I was looking at an article this morning, actually. I'll just pull it up now, Pastor Brendan. I think Adelaide's hit the record, I think.
It's probably the hottest Australia Day ever.
Here it is. So ABC put this out earlier today. Day heat record for Adelaide as Mercury hits 49 degrees in Ceduna.
Oh, yeah, Ceduna. Well,
so
you'll notice the difference between 49 and 47, I promise.
Yeah. But, geez, it's hot, eh?
It's very, very hot out there.
Yeah, me and the little one, my daughter, we went to the pools this morning.
Good on you.
Down at just up northern Adelaide, and the pool's open 9. So
we kind of near Tea Tree Gully?
Yeah, near Tea Tree Gully.
Yep.
So we kind of said, you know, let's go super early as soon as it opens, and, you know, pretty much 1,000 other people had the same idea. So we pulled into the car park, and it was chockers. I mean, it was chockers. I thought there was a wedding on or something. I'd never seen the car park like that.
Everyone was in the pool.
Everyone was there. And then you know what happened, Pastor Brendan? We went to the, you know, to pay, and the lady was looking at me. She may have said it, but I didn't catch it the first time, but it was actually free admission before 10. And so,
what time were you there?
We got there about 9:30. But I didn't know. But anyway, it was good anyway. So we went in there free. So probably that's why everyone got in there quick, smart before 10.
My wife used to go swimming there years ago in the mornings, but she'd be down there at 7 o'clock, 7:30.
Yep. So isn't it, you know, I was talking to my wife because, you know, all the teachers and school's back this week.
Yes, that's right. Wednesday here.
I don't know. I don't think it's an official law, but there's something swirling around the idea that if it's over 40 degrees, not going to work or school. I don't know where it came from, but it's always been in the back of my mind.
There is something in there.
I don't know if it's a legislation or something.
Look, when I was, before I was a minister, I worked for the government of South Australia, initially for the Department of Agriculture.
Yeah.
And I was out on a research centre out near the place you mentioned, Ceduna at 49. This is only about 170 k's from Ceduna, a place called Minipa.
Yeah.
And I know the boss there, if the temperature got to 40 C, he would send all the farm workers home.
Oh, okay.
So if you're working on a tractor or you're working outside and doing something, fencing or harvesting or whatever, and it got to 40, he would send you home.
Mm.
You would find at lunchtime they'd all be gone.
Yeah.
So an unwritten thing? I think it may have been in their in their terms of employment for their particular award.
Okay.
Not many farmers these days stop when it gets really hot. I mean, my brother-in-law up in the Riverland there, and those who work in that area and other areas of Australia, most farmers keep going unless it's just – because these days, if you're harvesting, you're in a harvester that has got a computer, it tells you everything that's happening, it's air-conditioned, the seat reclines, the steering wheel tilts backwards and forwards. It's not like the old days where you'd be sitting out in the weather.
Yeah. And the reason I say that because I don't think it's a law as such within, you know, the school system.
No, so, it's probably not within the school system.
Yeah, because tomorrow's going to be –
I'm talking about an agricultural award, not a school award.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it should be, but
– probably.
Because it's pretty warm. And
they don't go back to school tomorrow. Prescott Norton, they don't go back tomorrow. Yeah. They go back Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
How do I know that? Some of the kids at my church were telling me.
Yeah.
I said, you're back at school on Tuesday, guys. They said, no, Pastor,
Wednesday. Yeah.
Wednesday.
Yeah. But so, the staff will be there tomorrow, but the kids go on Wednesday. But Brennan, it's good to have you back. It's
likewise.
Good to be back.
To be
so
back
if you're listening live, Thank you for joining us today for our very first live Drive Time Big Q&A show. If you're new to our show, we here in Adelaide, we take the 5 p.m. Adelaide time slot during the week. It is public holiday, but we have a very special show, and we want to have an Australia Day special show. So that's why we're here today. And so, but after today, tomorrow onwards, our team are going to be looking at a theme entitled Intro to the Bible 101. So we're not going to be talking about that tonight, but our team will be looking at that
during the week.
Yeah, during the week. Mm-hmm. And so just to give you a bit of a heads up on some of those titles, some of those themes, Introduction to the Bible, Biblical Worldview, Can We Trust the Bible? Is the
that
Biblical Worldview?
Should be a good one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome. Is the Biblical Worldview still relevant in the early third millennium? So that's kind of where our team will be headed. And so we hope that you enjoy that. And I think also being the case, being the new year, that, you know, people want to start the new year, you know, getting to know the Bible, getting to read through the Bible. And so so if you've got questions about the Bible, or you know someone that's kind of got some questions about the Bible, when it was written, how can I trust the Bible, that type of thing, hey, why don't you get them to tune in tomorrow for our live show, 5 p.m. Adelaide time. So, that will be Gary. Oh, sorry, that will be Marty and Justin. Pastor Marty, Pastor Justin, they'll be taking that tomorrow. Yes, that's right. And just a quick plug as well. If you can't catch the live shows when we go live, not just us, but there is a host of other shows that go on all day, every day on Faith FM. Yeah, go on the app or go onto the website, faithfm.com.au, and you will see a plethora of presenters, and I'm sure there is one that will appeal to you. So, as we said, today we're doing an Australia Day special. We normally do something called World Watch, but, I've asked Pastor Brandon if we could, do something a little different. And the reason being is because, I want to promote, bring awareness to a ministry that is coming. And this is very particular for those who are here in the Adelaide region. And so just want to, promote a ministry called Coming Together Ministries, and it is led by a Mr. Michael Caducci. And so he's going to be in the Adelaide region this weekend, and I just want to give you a quick bio. He has a very specific ministry, yes, that's right, Brennan, that he talks to. So let me read the bio, and then I'll tell you where he will be this coming weekend. So here it is, a little bit about Michael Caducci and the Coming Together Ministries. Michael Caducci, co-founder, senior speaker, and director of ministry and program development of Coming Together Ministries. Michael is an international ministry leader addressing his history from transgenderism, living in the homosexual culture, and being sexually addicted for over 20 years. Accepting Jesus Christ was the beginning of his discovery of healing as he learned the biblical process of cleansing and restoration through a loving relationship with Jesus Christ. Being introduced to God for the first time as Jesus proved his enduring love and dedication, showing Michael how to live in a world of temptation, learning the process of true surrender and experiencing peace in his life on a moment-by-moment basis. Michael shares his experience for overcoming and helps guide others to Christ as he reveals what has helped address the brokenness of the past and how to achieve healing through a solid dependence on Jesus Christ. So that's a little bit about Michael. And so, again, if you're in the Adelaide region and you're interested in this particular topic, you want to hear a bit more about it, so this coming January the 30th, so this Friday evening, Michael will be sharing at Prospect Church here in Adelaide, 7 Ballville Street in Adelaide. That's 7 p.m., Prospect. So that's Prospect. Friday night.
7 yep. Ballville Street in yep. Prospect.
7 Ballville Street,
yeah,
Adelaide.
Ballville.
Yeah, Ballville.
Yeah.
That's here in Prospect.
Sabbath a lot easier.
Yeah, so Sabbath or January 31st, he'll be speaking twice, 11 a.m. at the Adelaide City SDA Church, 82 Angus Street, Adelaide, and there'll be lunch as well right after the 11 a.m. service. Then he'll be speaking again 2:30 p.m. that afternoon, same place, Adelaide City Church. And so he'll be doing two there on January 31st. And on the following day, on the Sunday, February 1st, he'll be also presenting at Adelaide City Church again, Adelaide City SDA Church, and that's a little later in the afternoon, 4:30 p.m.
and
6:30 p.m. And so,
there'll be light refreshments involved for those who come along.
Yep, light refreshments.
It won't be an evening meal, but there'll be light refreshments.
So, hey, look, we understand this is a topic that is, you know, a very sensitive topic, obviously, and we want to just invite those who are here in Adelaide and want to learn more about this and particularly hear Michael's story. Free of charge, there's no cost involved. You just rock up to the place. So, again, Friday night, January 30, he'll be at Prospect Church, 7 p.m. On Saturday morning, January 31st, he'll be speaking at Adelaide City SDA Church, 11 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. And then that Sunday, February the 1st, he'll be speaking 4:30 in the afternoon and 6:30 in the evening at Adelaide City as well. So we want to just share that with you. And I'm looking forward to going myself, actually. And it'll be interesting to hear. Because, you know, the truth of the matter is, Pastor Brenton, and look, I'm speaking as a pastor. We often don't hear topics of this nature because of the sensitivity.
I think it's important.
Yep. That's and so when I heard that he was – this particular gentleman was traveling. He's not just coming to Adelaide. He's actually doing a bit of an itinerary.
So. He's going elsewhere as well.
So there you have it. And so if you're in the Adelaide region and you would like to come along, feel free to join in, and I'm sure that it will be a blessing. So we're going to switch gears now. We're going to go to a break. We're going to play a song for you in just a minute. But before we do that, we just want to plug our free book offer as we always do.
Yeah, what is it this week?
So today's book offer, and for the rest of the week, by the way, is the book The Clear Word, Psalms and Proverbs by Mr. Jack J. Blanco. Well, the Bible is the Bible, but it's got this guy's name on it.
Jack
Blanco. Oh, actually, because he might be the guy that translated the Clear Word.
He's translated the whole Bible, The Clear Word.
Yeah.
The Clear Word.
Clear Word.
I've got it at home.
Yeah.
So, it's actually very good.
Yeah. And just a bit.
It's a paraphrase. It's not a translation. Yeah. I used the wrong word. It's a paraphrase.
Yeah. And just a note on paraphrase. You know, a number of years ago, Pastor Brennan, you know, when I first became a Christian, I was a little bit hesitant to read some of these so-called New Age versions and all this type of stuff. But look, I've been around a little bit longer, and look, I think they're a great blessing.
They're very helpful.
So obviously I have my translation I stick to, but I love looking at the other. In my advice to anyone listening out there, it's good to have a couple of translations on hand, you know. And so as Pastor Brenton correctly pointed out, the Clear Word, Psalms and Proverbs, it is a paraphrase. And so so it's just the Clear Word, Psalms and Proverbs. So these two sections from the Bible, wonderful, timeless wisdom and insight, offering inspiration, praise, and wisdom for today's spiritual life. If you'd like a free copy of Jack Blanco's The Clear Word, Psalms and Proverbs,
I would recommend it.
Yes, definitely. You have Pastor Brendan's stamp of approval and mine as well. All you need to do is grab your phone and you need to text us the code. So today's code is SA401. So just grab your phone, text the code SA401. That's all you need to text. Nothing more, nothing less. Just SA401 to the number 04888 8811. Follow the prompts and we'll get that book out to you as soon as we can. So once again, The Clear Word, Psalms and Proverbs. If you like a free copy, text the code SA401 to the number 04888 8811 and we'll get that book out to
our
you as soon
bot will
as we
ask
can.
Them a few questions.
Yeah, our friendly they? Bot. Yes.
And I trust the friendly bot is the same
does
bot
a good
as
job.
Last year.
Does a very good
welcome
job.
Welcome to the friendly bot for 2026.
Yes. And by the way, we've got our big screen up here in the studio. Yes, hey, if you text through during the next couple of minutes, we'll give you a shout out. Or just let us know where you're tuning in from, because we always love to hear where you guys are tuning in from. So we'll promote the book offer a little later on in the show. But for now, we're going to go to some music. And when we come back, we're going to unpack this Australia Day special. And you'll be in for a treat. So stick around. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer. There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I
That was City of Light, Yet City Not of Light, I. All right. We like that song. We play it a bit too much here.
We do. I like that.
Hey, it's a good song. I know you like it, Brendan. That's why we play it as well.
I do like it.
Well, hey, welcome back. It's Faith FM Drive Time BQ&A. We're coming to you live from our studio here in Adelaide, South Australia on this very, very, very warm Australia Day. And so in the break, we had a couple of people text through. We got Janelle Dennis. All the way from Wingham, New South Wales. She says, I'm listening from Wingham, New South Wales. Thank you for your program and God bless you all as you share Jesus and hope to our communities.
Thank
blessings.
You,
blessings to you, my sister. And also we've got Suzanne. We know Suzanne very well. She's one of our team here in Adelaide.
You better read it, particularly the second sentence.
All right, here we go. Welcome back.
Yes.
Thank you for your dedication, especially in this heat.
Yeah, the heat is on.
Amen. Suzanne, blessings to you, my friend. and blessings to your family and lovely church down there in Victor Harbour. Blessings to you. And so thank you for tuning in as well, Suzanne and Janelle. So thank you. And as we promise, if you text us through, give us a shout out or a comment, something, we will see it on the screen. And I promise we'll give you a shout out just to let you know that we really do appreciate you supporting us. So, Pastor Brendan, we're looking at a Australia Day special. That's our program, that's given, obviously, it's Australia Day today, okay. January 26th. Mm. And before we get into it, you know, not that it's something we want to brag about, but apparently South Australia's, it's a hot day here. It's actually on record. ABC News is saying
it's the hottest that Australia Day in Adelaide ever.
Yep.
I think.
Adelaide has set a new record for its hottest Australia Day, but parts of the state have endured where is it here? The previous Ceduna record was 48.9.
Now it's cracked.
Which was set in 2019.
Now it's 49.
And now it's gone to, what is it now? 49. So it's actually gone up, like.
It's gone up a bit.
A point to hit 49.
I wasn't joking when I said you could probably crack an egg out in the street and fry it.
Yeah.
it's pretty hot.
Yeah. And I think tomorrow's going to be just as bad. I think
it reminds me of the, I don't know if you've heard it, the poem. It's a well-known poem and many of our listeners around Australia would know it, but they would only know the verse that I'm going to quote.
Yep.
It's called My Country by Dorothea McKellar.
All right.
And it says, I love a sunburnt country, a land of sweeping plains, of ragged mountain ranges, of droughts and flooding rains. I love her far horizons. I love her jeweled seas, her beauty and her terror. The wide brown land for me. Well, we've got the wide brown land, all right.
Amen to that.
That's for sure.
I remember
that was written.
Remember reading that in primary school.
Do you know it's got seven verses?
Yep.
That's verse two. That's the only verse most people know.
Wow.
But anyway, as we said, it's our Australia Day special.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to say to all our fellow Australians who are listening today, we live, and I will take notes on the screen from this. We live in the best country on earth.
Amen.
Still.
Yes.
And
I agree.
I've added the qualifying word still.
Yes.
We still live in the best country on earth. When I reflect back over my lifetime, and I was born and bred in Australia, Will, you were too.
I was born here, yep.
Yep. It's changed so much in my lifetime that it's barely recognisable from the Australia that I knew when I was growing up. For instance, when I was growing up, we lived in a street called Livingston Avenue Prospect. Yes, it was named after, I believe, David Livingston.
Wow, okay.
The great missionary to Africa. And I remember my mother and my father, they knew people for five or six houses down the street. You would know all your neighbours, probably five or six houses down. Nowadays, we live in a society where you probably don't even know who lives next door to you.
Yep.
You might say hello to them on the way to work or on the way home or whatever. So that sort of thing has changed. But what I'd like to do today is, in saying that we live in the best country on earth, let's break it down a little bit by giving, first of all, a little bit of history. If you live prior to World War II in this country, your makeup was Australian or generally British, Irish, something like that. In 1945, at the end of World War II, the Minister for Immigration, whose name was Arthur Calwell, coined this phrase, populate or perish. Populate or perish. No, that's a phrase that was coined. And it meant either get some more people into this country, otherwise our security is under threat, our way of life is under threat, opportunities are under threat, the population is too small, we haven't got enough job opportunities, we haven't got enough industries, we haven't got enough things going, so we need to bring people in from overseas.
Right.
I can remember that a little bit, not in 1945, obviously, but do you realise between 1945 and 1965, 2 million people emigrated to this country? Nearly all of them were from Europe. 1 million of them were English, and they were known as 10-pound poms. I don't know whether you've ever
heard that. Yeah, I've heard that phrase.
You know what it is? It means that they had to pay 10 pounds to the Australian government to emigrate from Britain to Australia.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, how did they come? Well, they didn't come on planes, most of them. Most of them came by boat.
Yeah.
I've talked to some of them. We had neighbours who were 10-pound poms. So some of them, when they got here, decided this wasn't the place for them and they went back to their old country again. But many of them stayed here.
Mm.
They grew up. They had families. They had children, grandchildren, and so on and so forth. The other countries that are represented here that are still strong today are the Italians, the Greeks, people of Dutch heritage, and also Germans, despite the fact that they're all fighting one another during World War II. They came here to this country. The Snowy Mountain Scheme was largely built by imported labour from overseas. It would never have been finished if it had been left to the Australians to do it. So this this was how it all sort of started out. The people who came to us were both skilled and unskilled migrants, but the government subsidised them. And basically, from what I've been able to find out, the reason they came to this country is they were told that they could come here, the government would subsidise the payment of their fares to get them here.
Mm.
In return, they had to be prepared to work for at least 2 years here in Australia. And for most of them, they stayed on. They didn't go back to where they came from. Since that's changed. So I did a little bit of research. As you know, I'm a great one on doing research. Since the year 2000, where do you think the bulk of our migrants to this country have come from? India,
maybe.
China,
yep.
Philippines, United Kingdom, and New Zealand. They're the five that I have found. There are others as well. There's the Middle East, which doesn't get a mention amongst this list. But these are primarily the cultures and the countries that people have emigrated to Australia from since the year 2000, which is only 25 years ago.
Yep.
We're entering our 26th year. So as I thought about all of this, I thought, wow, our neighbours across the road, they're from India. The neighbour on the corner, they're Italian. The neighbour straight across from us, they're Japanese. We have a very multilingual and multicultural street, the street that I live in, Zircon Crescent, Highbury. However, I want to go back a little bit further. I want to go back to the day because Australia Day remembers the First Fleet that arrived in Sydney, and yes, they did arrive in Sydney on January 26. I'm not going to go into a debate on that, but they arrived in Sydney Harbour on January 26, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about this later on.
Mm-hmm.
In light of, it might be a surprise to some people as to the roots of our education system and other things, but I'll get to that a little bit later. We as Australians, as I said, I'm proud of my country and I'm sure you are as well, but these are some of the principles that we as Australians expect those who come to us from other countries of the world to adopt. The first one is the recognition of a democratic, inclusive society and the rule of law.
Very important, yeah.
Just think about Iran for a moment.
Mm.
I've met people from Iran. You may have too.
Yeah.
I've had people come to my church from Iran. I cannot imagine a government going around killing its own people. Completely innocent, defenceless people, but they do it over there, no problems. So we expect people who come to this country and want to integrate into our culture to recognise that we are a democratic government institution, and we also are very inclusive and we follow the rule of law. Now, one of the key things that if you were to ask the average Australian, what are some of the principles that you think are important to you? I would suggest to you that one of the main ones that they would say is everyone should have a fair go.
Yeah.
I think you would agree on that. What does that mean? So I thought about this. It means that if you have the get up and go, you can achieve in life, whether it's in business, whether it's as a career or whatever it happens to be, you can still, even in 2026, you can still attain in life. And it's based on talent and opportunity rather than where you were born or who you were born to. So everyone gets a fair go.
Yep.
One thing that sets Australia aside from even Britain and a lot of other countries, we do not have a caste system in this country. If you come from India, there's a caste system. If you come from England, there's very definitely in the past, maybe not so much these days, but in the past there was very definitely a difference between the rich and the landed gentry and the ordinary person. In Australia, it doesn't matter where you come from. A lot of the people, surprisingly enough, who've come to this country, like Lowy and some, Frank Lowy and some of these other guys who were Jews, came here as refugees to get away from
Lowy. Who do you mean Holocaust? By Lowy?
Frank Lowy, L-O-W-Y.
Oh, okay. I never.
You haven't heard of
no.
him?
No.
Well, do a bit of research on him. He's a multi-millionaire.
Oh, right.
A lot of the richest people in Australia came to this country with nothing.
Yep.
So what I'm saying is the fair go principle works pretty well here. Mm. They have built themselves up to the point where many of them are billionaires, not millionaires.
Yeah.
And but they started out, when you listen to their stories, their parents may have been in a concentration camp or they had to get out of Europe because of what was happening over there during World War II. Another point, seeing we're a religious program, is this. We have freedom of religion, which is contained in Section 116 of the Australian Constitution.
Okay.
It prevents the Commonwealth from making laws that restrict freedom of religious expression. Now, I need to qualify that by saying, as you and I both know, as we sit here talking to our friends across Australia, we have just had some hate laws enacted in Parliament, and probably there'll be some ongoing debate on those. I've been reading all the stuff I can get on this, but it seems to me that there is a considerable amount of disquiet, even amongst constitutional experts and others, as to what effect this is going to have on religious expression. But basically, at the moment, we are free to present from the pulpit whatever we like.
Yeah.
Now, I'll give you an example. You're going to preach this Sabbath, no doubt, at one of your churches. Yep. I'm preaching at the church that I've been pastoring for the last 6 months for the last time this Sabbath. And I will get up and you will get up in church to present the message you believe God has given you for the day. You won't be anticipating that the door will open and the police will walk in and arrest you and take you off to jail.
Yeah.
Well, I've had that experience, not personally, but when I went to Russia in the 1990s, I talked to a minister over there, Pastor Stephen, and he said, Pastor Brenton, he said, under communism, he said, one day I was preaching in church and the secret police came in and arrested me in front of the congregation.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
That's crazy.
And carted me off to jail. And he said, then they put me before a military tribunal and they sentenced me to 4.5 years in jail. Now, I've been inside their jails over there, so I do know what I'm talking about. And he said to me, they let me out after 3 months. So I said, what, for good behavior? He said, no. He said, I was converting everyone in prison. They were all becoming Seventh-day Adventists.
Man.
They said, you're more of a menace in here than outside. Get out. Go away.
Awesome.
So all I'm saying is that despite the concerns we may have today, this is a country where you can worship freely, or you can choose not to worship at all, like most Australians
exactly.
do. So I believe that's one thing that I'm very proud of in our country, that it's have a tolerance. Still, despite the terrible things that happened on December 14, the people who rallied around the Jewish community at that time, I'll deal with that a little bit further on. If you were born in Australia, these are some of the values that you and I had. We appreciate the laid-back lifestyle, the no-worries culture. You know, she'll be right, mate.
Yeah.
We've all heard that phrase.
Yeah.
People who come from another culture, another country, come over here, and sometimes they look at me when I'm going, she'll be right, mate.
Yeah. This blasé attitude, yeah.
They think it's blasé, but it's not necessarily blasé. Have you got any thoughts on that? What are some of the values you've picked up?
I know, I'm just...
Would you say mateship and a fair go are amongst the ones that you identify with?
I certainly agree with that whole democratic principle because, I've never been ostracized or picked on for my religion, for going to church. Both of us are pastors. I've never had, praise God, I've never had any real life-threatening incident.
Arrested in
so I really, just as you mentioned that, I'm really thankful that here in Australia anyone gets to practice their religion and
or no religion at all.
And it's a beautiful thing. Like you said, there are some parts of the world where it is very much you could get arrested. And like you said, the gentleman, in Russia and in other parts of the country, some aspects of the Middle East, it would basically be a death sentence if you were to, be an open Christian or any other faith that's not the organized religion. So yeah, I really, that's something I've pretty much, I think, Pastor Brennan, we take for granted.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
I was thinking, when I mentioned earlier on about the fact that there was a time when we knew everyone within five or six houses down the street, I believe that as we remember Australia Day today in 2026, January 26 it is, let's develop that community spirit. Let's make a active attempt to get to know our neighbours a little bit, at least, so that we know who they are. It's a bit of a sad commentary to me. And I know this is meant to be a positive program, and it is. The way Australians come together in times of crisis, I believe, is fantastic, whether it's bushfires, whether it's wars, whether it's earthquakes, whether it's floods. I mean, we've got bushfires going on at the moment in Victoria in quite a bad way in the Otway Ranges. I found out today they've got a group of firefighters from Tasmania who are leaving and going back to Tasmania. They've been there 5 days fighting the fires. They got people coming from South Australia, Western Australia, Northern Territory, Queensland, New South Wales, all coming down to help. But my question is this: why is it that we only come together in crises? We need to develop the community spirit, I think, more. In Australia. Today, as you and I are in the studio here, if I was to go around Adelaide, I'm sure if I'd been here earlier in the day, I could have gone to a town hall or somewhere in Adelaide where people are taking their citizenship. Now, have you been to a citizenship? I've been to a couple.
To be honest, I haven't. I mean, but I have seen pictures.
It's quite moving. Pledge allegiance to Australia and some of the things that I've been sharing with our listeners here. I just found that very interesting, but I know our national anthem. I know it. I've sung it many times, and most people don't know that it's the second verse.
Yeah, the one with beneath Christ, the word Christ in it.
Beneath the sullen cross we stand, with toil of heart and hand to, anyway, it'll come to me. But there's another song that I was thinking of last night when I was going through my notes on this to present today. It's not the Australian National Anthem. It's a song written by the Seekers.
Okay, what's that song?
It was presented in 1994 at the AFL Grand Final. Yeah. They sang it at the AFL Grand
Final. What's the song called?
I Am, You Are, We Are Australians.
Oh, right. Oh, is that the name of the group that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was called the Seekers.
We are one, but we are many.
Yes.
And from all the lands of earth we come. We share a dream and sing
with one voice. We're not going to sing it right now.
I am. You are. We are Australian.
Yeah.
I've said to my wife last night after listening to that, that should be the Australian National Anthem. Because it does cover the Aboriginal folk, our Indigenous folk, in the first verse. I've listened to the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's got about five verses all told.
Yeah.
But anyway, what's also interesting to me, with the debates on this day, some people I know have objections to it, and I'm not going there because this is a positive program. The Institute of Public Affairs recently as this month, did a survey and found that 83% of young people aged 18 to 24 want Australia Day to remain on January 26th. I found that particularly good.
Right.
That's the new generation. That's maybe not you and not certainly not me, but it's the new generation that are ready to take over eventually. And the other good thing you would have found, I'm sure you've travelled and I've travelled, as soon as you go to another country and they say, oh, where do you come from? And you say, Australia. Oh, welcome to our country. I found that when I was in the Middle East. Wherever I went to Egypt, I went to Jordan, I went to Israel. And wherever I went, Iraq, wherever we went, where do you come from? Oh, we come from Australia. Australians, by and large, overseas, whether it be Europe, whether it be Asia, whether it be Africa, whether it be whatever, are held in high regard.
Yeah, yep.
Oh, you're from Australia. Oh, right.
You're the cool guys.
Okay. Yeah, you're the cool guys.
With the funny accent.
Might be time for a break.
Yeah. Hey, Pastor Brendan, we'll just pause there. We'll come back to you in just a moment. But we want to just plug the book one more time.
Yes.
In the round of our show. So if you missed it first time around, here it is again. We're offering to you, our listeners, this resource, The Clear Word, Psalms and Proverbs by Jack J. Blanco. It's not a Bible translation, but what Jack has done is he's has a very relevant, I guess, contemporary translation of Psalms and Proverbs only. And it's a neat little book. It's compact and light enough to carry around you with you wherever you go. If you'd like a free copy, it's retailed at about $10. So, hey, we're giving it to you free of charge. All you need to do is text us the code. So grab your phone, text the code SA401. That's all you need to text. Nothing more, nothing less. Just SA401 to the number 0488880811. Follow the prompts, the bot, and we'll get that book out to you as soon as we can. So once again, The Clear Word, Psalms and Proverbs, text the code. Here it is, SA401 to the number 0488880811. And we'll get that book out to you as soon as we can. We've got a bit more to go in our live show. Please don't go away. We'll go to some music. And when we come back, we'll wrap up our show, this Australia Day special. We hope you're enjoying thus far. See you in a moment.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when Christ shall come, shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art.
That was Chris Rice, How Great Thou Art, an oldie but a goodie.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah. So if you just joined us, welcome. It's Faith FM Drive Time, BQ&A. It's a live show coming to you from Adelaide, South Australia. It's Will and Brenton in the studio. We've got a couple of minutes to go in our live show. We've been sharing about Australia Day, because it is Australia Day today. So Australia Day special, and Pastor Brenton's been walking us through some of the values that make our wonderful country what it is. So, Pastor Brenton, I'll pass the time back to you. There's a couple more things you wanted
to add.
Just a couple
more things before we wrap up.
Go for it.
One of the things that I believe we still have, and some people may debate me on this, but that's fine. I believe we still have a fair degree of freedom of the press. Now, if you're in countries like Russia or China or Iran or many other countries, even America, that I could name these days, if people want to argue that point, that's fine. I believe we still do have a fair degree of freedom of the press because the editor of our state papers here in South Australia, the Advertiser and the Sunday Mail, I haven't read anything recently of them being arrested and taken off to prison because they presented something that's contrary to what the government wants them to present. So I believe the freedom of the press actually is a very valuable and necessary part of the democracy. And that's one of the reasons why I'm proud to be an Australian, because even though censorship is becoming a real problem in this culture, we still don't put our people in prison who are doing things like that. Now, one of the things, what are Australians doing today? Well, because it's so blooming hot, some parts, we got a few others. Welcome, Paul.
Paul Kaczynski, hey, sorry, we just seen the brother's text come up on the screen. Thanks, brothers, for the Australia Day program. Nice. Paul from SDA Church member from North New
Thank
South
you,
Wales.
Paul.
I think I know who you are, Paul.
Shout out.
He's a literature evangelist, this brother.
Shout out.
Yeah. Good day, Paul. Well, happy Australia Day to you, my brother. Thank you for tuning in.
Okay. So you and I are sitting in a studio.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
An air conditioned one, by the way.
On. It's 47 degrees outside.
Deary me.
The average Australian around Australia Day, when I looked at the weather map last night, I noticed that Adelaide was the hottest centre in Australia today, anywhere. So other parts of Australia.
You mean we're even beating Northern Territory?
Yep. Oh, yeah. No worries. Yeah. So basically,
I don't know if we want to claim that.
A lot of Australians today would be having a barbecue.
Yep.
Australia Day Barbie, the good old Barbie. Yeah. Some of you would remember
Hogan.
Paul Hogan.
Shrimp on the Barbie.
Anyway, what would they be eating? Well, sausages, lamb chops, garlic bread, potato salad, coleslaw, other meats I've mentioned, cool drinks. And for sweets, Lamington's Tim Tam Cheesecake and other sweets.
Lamington's. The old Lamington's.
The old Lamington's.
Yep.
Still
Lamington
around,
Drives,
mate.
They're mate. Still around. They still do Lamington Drives in primary.
That's right.
I remember the old Lamington Drives, mate.
Lamington Drives.
Yep.
Anyway, that's many of those people would be doing these things down near the beach. I don't think they would be here in South Australia, but they would be.
Frying the Lamingtons.
Frying the Lamingtons.
Yeah.
Pretty much the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, back to what we were saying earlier on about Australians coming together in times of crisis. I want to share this with you because it was in yesterday's Sunday Mail. The Sunday Mail yesterday had a 12-page lift-out with quotes from various people in Australia, the Prime Minister, the opposition leader, the Premier, former Prime Ministers such as Tony Abbott and John Howard, sports people. But the one that really touched me was from Rabbi Benjamin Elton. Who is he? He's the chief minister of the Great Synagogue in Sydney and obviously reflecting on that terrible event of December 14.
Yep.
This is what he says, and if this doesn't encapsulate the essence of what Australia is, and we need to keep this, guys, we need to keep it. As a member, I'm quoting him now, member of the Jewish community, I have been struck yet again by the decency of the Australian people through the response of so many non-Jews to the terrible events that took place on December 14.
Mm.
When a tradie winds down the window of his ute to give you his sympathy and neighbours bring flowers, you know you are in the right country.
Wow.
Now, Rabbi Benjamin Elton was not born here. He was born in Britain. He's lived in New York, he's lived in Britain, and he's only lived in Sydney of comparatively recent times. So for him to make a statement like that, it's obviously deeply touched him.
Yep.
The scars that these poor people have suffered will probably never go away, but we can come together as a community and surround them and say, look, what happened to you should not have happened. So there's still a strong community spirit in our country, but I want to now go all the way back to something that is going to surprise those of you who are listening around Australia, because I would be seriously surprised if anybody has ever read this before, unless you've done an awful lot of research. The First Fleet came on January 26, hence Australia Day, right? On February the 4th, 1788. How many days is that after Australia Day? That's That's 9 days. They've had time to land, time to set up. At 10 a.m. under a huge tree, do you know the very first service they had in Australia?
It was
a church service.
Oh, really? Wow.
You had 586 male convicts, 191 female convicts, and 13 children.
Wow.
Now, many of them died on the trip. Do you know how long it took the boats to get from Britain to Australia? 36 weeks.
My goodness.
11 boats.
That would have been
by the time they got there, many people had died and some were in the process of dying.
And that's like a whole year almost.
So the Reverend Richard Johnson, who had been commissioned by the British government as the chaplain to the colony of New South Wales in October 1786, he'd obviously travelled with them. So Richard conducts the church service, and I like this because Captain Arthur Phillips he ordered that everyone had to be present. This is what he actually said, and I'm quoting him. No man was to be absent on any account. This is by order. And do you know what his text was? What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Psalm 116, 12 and 13. He stayed on till the year 1800. By 1799, he had three schools operating, one at Sydney with 526 children, one at Parramatta with 239,
wow,
and one at Hawkesbury with 166. He actually built the first church in Australia in Macquarie Place with his own hands and money,
wow,
and completed that in 1795. So this is where it becomes interesting. The education system in Australia was not begun by the government. It was begun by the Christian church.
Wow. That's
most awesome. People don't know that.
Yeah. I didn't even know that. That's wow. That's crazy. Well, not
thus,
crazy.
It sets the foundation for Australia to be a Christian community.
Amen.
So I've written in my notes, as we consider these things on Australia Day, I am deeply thankful for my fellow Australians, wherever they may have come from, and those taking the citizenship ceremony today. And I'd like to say this in concluding our program, because our time is nearly up. The words of our Australian National Anthem, "In joyful strains, then let us sing, advance Australia fair." My prayer for you as listeners, and Will and I as presenters, that God will continue to bless this great country of ours that we call home.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Brenton, for unpacking the significance of Australia Day and what it means to us and will continue to mean to us for today and generations to come. And I share your sentiments, what you said at the outset of the program. We are living in the best country in the world.
We are.
And still, what a blessing to be here. So there it is, guys. We're going to have to sign off. But before we do, just want to give you a quick heads up for tomorrow's live program, 5 p.m. Adelaide time. We got Pastor Marty and Pastor Justin in the studio as they start the theme, Intro to the Bible 101. They will be looking at the topic of an introduction to the Bible. So, hey, if you know or know of someone that has absolutely no knowledge of the Bible, they may have some really simple questions about how many books in the Bible, what's the Old Testament, yes, what's the New Testament, yes, all those type of things. Justin and Marty are the guys that is going to unpack some of those answers for you. So please join them tomorrow night, 5 p.m. Adelaide time, as they go live for our Drive Time big Q&A. So until then, we want to leave you with the words of Jesus Christ, as always, in the Gospel of John 14 and verse 27. Here is the words of Jesus, and I do pray that the words that we share now is not only for you today and your family, but for the remainder of this year. Here it goes. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid."
Yes, I second the sentiments of that.
Amen. So on behalf of Brenton, myself, and the Faith FM Drive Time team, thank you for tuning in with us, and have a wonderful and a blessed 2026. We'll see you next time. God bless.